This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The issue there right now would seem to be the length of the years in the contract. You know, again, Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt, they want more years. The teams want to give them fewer years. Both players are in their 30s. So for the players, it's about getting as much guaranteed money as you can over a longer period of time. And for the teams, they want to keep the players, although obviously it feels like Pittsburgh is more intent upon keeping TJ Watt than Cincinnati is with Trey Hendrickson. Nobody's been able to get a deal done, and I think the bigger issue right now is the length of the contract, which equals guaranteed money, right? Like, that's the issue on both. I think Pittsburgh and TJ Watt somehow will figure out a way. Best I could tell, they haven't gotten close recently, but we'll see if they can figure out a way to get that done by the time camp begins.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by...
Just has to be read about for the quote. He compared Dan Rooney to a dictator, claiming when he was trying to get rid of veterans, quote, like when Stalin came into power in Russia, he purged the whole party.
Ah, yes.
End quote. Didn't think I would have that one. AB didn't go to voluntary in the 2015.
Apples to apples.
Not in the same realm. Yeah, I think this would be the first one. So, how would I feel?
I wouldn't like it. I'm going to come right out and say it. And you might, if that makes me fuddy-duddy Filippone, well, fine.
Fuddy-duddy Filippone.
Yeah, because I know how the Steelers handle these things. If he goes and shows up, they're not going to ask him to do much. He's going to be allowed to go off on the side and do his own thing. So I do think it's like a contractual act of war if he decides to not show up for this. You know, he signed the contract.
I have to be consistent here, and I'm going to be consistent. I always say that players should do whatever they think they need to do to try to get the money they feel that they deserve. And so I would be making a carve-out here for TJ Watt because maybe it's the time of lowest influence or leverage for him coming off his worst year, coming off a horrible playoff game. I would be disingenuous if I said, oh, now it's suddenly different.
But, Chris, you have to admit that, like, if that's your take, like, yes, I always have to side with the players.
Well, just I even take Ben's side whenever he would want every last dollar. I'd say he's entitled to
yes,
it.
Yes, but if he were, like,
if he was coming off a bad year and it was, like, unprecedented, I'd be like, bad look for you probably, and you're going to have to live with that. I think it's a bad look for what if he holds out.
But siding with a player and saying, you only play once, get as much money as you can. The owners are billionaires. You're a millionaire who only gets like one bite at the apple. That is different than saying, hey, when you're under contract, don't show up to work. Because you would admit, and I know this is the most extreme example, you're saying you're always in it for the players getting as much as they can. If Patrick Mahomes thought he could get another $50 million from the Chiefs by sitting out a playoff game, you wouldn't say, go ahead and do it, Pat. Like, there are obviously exceptions to the rule or examples where you would not, like, just have that
Yeah, like there are unprecedented things. There are extreme things that are basically unprecedented where at the pro level, if you've made a certain amount of money, I would say I think you play here.
And
buddy.
I didn't say cut him, or I didn't say that's the reason why I would trade him. All I said was if he held out from camp with a contract, I would not like it.
For what main reason though?
Because he's under contract. We did shows together when Bell wasn't under contract. I was on his side with that. Unpopularly, I may add. Because he didn't have a deal. That was his prerogative. He had waited the year before, and it didn't hurt him.
But isn't this the same old kind of story where when the team does have a player under contract, albeit not guaranteed, because we know that's the biggest fight always in the NFL, is guaranteed money.
Yep.
I don't feel like when a team cuts loose a guy, we pay it any mind. In fact, most of the time, if we think they have good financial reason to cut the guy loose,
sure,
we say good business by them.
I agree.
And so that I do find that distasteful when the shoe is on the other foot and the player feels I warrant more money than you currently want to give me on my next extension. I'm not going to show up. I'm going to essentially show my displeasure here. It just doesn't feel right to me to say he's under contract. You should be there, buddy boy. Like, you know, go and hold in and stand off to the side and show you're all for one and one for all. And
but he's not showing that by being off on the side. It's like, in my opinion, a compromise. I'm not all in with the team right now because I don't like my contract situation, but I'm also not like so embittered that now like I'm turning this into something that's like a massive distraction over the team. If he's there and just doing things on the side because it worked out so well the last time, it's not a distraction whatsoever. He's doing his thing. Tomlin's not like holding his feet to the fire. He doesn't feel like there's like acrimony there. Like it'll work itself out probably. If he's not there, I'm going to be ticked off at him.
I'm not going to be ticked off at him. I'm going to think it's a pretty inopportune time for him to be trying this coming off of such a, by his standards, mediocre year. And I think it was when the sack numbers, you know, get brought up and when his late season fade gets brought up. And I do say that as somebody that has never been like the, relative to his production and standing within the league, I've never been like TJ Watt is an indispensable Steeler where I have wanted to see good things happen to him personally because I think he's the right, you know, he's what it means to be a Steeler.
Yeah.
Cam Hayward, different story. Like a guy like Troy, different story. I look at Watt as more of a mercenary, and this is mercenary behavior. You know where I think it will affect him if he actually holds out? I think it's going to knock him down a peg and probably should in some ways in terms of how people view their all-time, like the most Pittsburgh Steeler guys there have ever been. You know what I mean?
Well, but by that comment, you're making it sound like you think fans will agree with me that if he doesn't show up for camp when he's under contract, there's going to be a lot of Steelers fans.
This is
like,
going to be,
all
yes.
right, now he's actually doing yes. something that causes me to no longer want to take
I
up his fight.
I think this is going
to
be another uncomfortable hour plus or whatever it is for you where the people are on your side about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that they
and
will
I can't tell if you are, because you're couching every point by saying,
I'm not on
let
your
me
side.
Just say he's, I disagree that this is the wrong time to do it,
no,
but
I
have
I'm not
to
on your
agree
side. I'm
with
not on
him
your
holding
side.
Out in if principle, he thinks that's best.
In principle, if he thinks that's best, go for it, buddy. Do your thing. I'm not on your side on this. I won't be mad. I'll be the continual, very studied, reasoned observer that I often am.
Donnie, how about if he holds out? Does it change for you? Like, maybe you're ambivalent on it. He doesn't want to go to minicamp. Who cares about minicamp? It's football and shorts. They're not. They can find him, but they're not actually going to find him. How about if he's not there when training camp gets going next week?
I mean, I don't anticipate him being there when it starts next week.
All right,
because it seems way more nasty than what it was last time.
Right. So how will you feel about him electing to not be there?
I actually find myself taking the side of the player in these cases more often than not. I know he's coming off a bad season by his standards, but I do find myself on the player's side of, hey, I want this. I'm not showing up until I get it.
But they facilitate the player's unhappiness with his contract by not forcing him to practice. So why?
It also didn't really matter the last time. I mean, he was off to the side doing whatever. He showed up the first game of the season, and he was the best player on the field.
So you guys just aren't big, like, honor the contract guys at all?
No. Oh, I'm definitely not an honor the contract guy, because teams don't honor the contract all the time. They write them, and they will force a lockout specifically to make sure they never have to do fully guaranteed contracts that they have to honor. I'm never going to be an honor the contract guy. It's an uneven playing field, and I will always, in that sense, side with the players.
But
I think honor the contract makes you a rube.
But
to
like
some
I just said, if a team can cut a guy on a Friday before a game,
yes,
why would you have any issue with a guy deciding on Friday, I'm worth more money than you're paying me, I don't want to play?
I mean, if it came down to that, like, depending on who the guy was, I think there's levels to it for me, too. If it's a guy who's made $400 million
this
or something.
This guy's made a ton of money.
Yes, but I'm saying if it's like there's amounts of money where I would just say that's a little ridiculous. But when you put me to it like that, if a guy really wanted to say that to them, if it's a playoff game and he says, well, we're renegotiating right now, or else you're not going to get my services. It's an extreme example.
When they're not going to make you practice.
I'd probably just be like, eh, okay.
When they're not going to make you practice with the team and you just go there and basically either hang out or do your own thing, like, they are accommodating you. So, like,
I mean, it's an obvious tool.
Where is the need to hold out?
It's an obvious tool in his belt to express to them how serious he is. I mean, when you look at it that way, it's just another extension of negotiating tactics. They know now. His side is more pissed than they were last time, because if he in fact doesn't show up for camp and actually holds out, then I think it gives you a sign, or gives them a sign from his perspective, of where he's at.
All right, Donnie and Malzi say they're fine with TJ Watt holding out. How about you, 412-928-9370? Here's our number two fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, so there's two reasons why I don't like it. And one is the timing, like Chris said, obviously, because he's not coming off.
Chris
of his
doesn't
best
like
year.
The timing, and he's still on TJ Watt's side. How do you?
I mean, that's the that's the most obvious part. He's not even coming off of his best year. But how about this? The whole reason why this is happening is because of his pointless rivalry with Myles Garrett. That's why. It's just another chapter in the pointless rivalry between TJ Watt and Garrett.
Why is it pointless?
I don't know. It's like when you have a rivalry with a neighboring town, you know. It's like,
I'll tell you why it's pointless, Jeff. It's actually, you could, pointless is one way to put it, pathetic is another way. We used to not care about who was better at maybe, other than quarterback. Is our quarterback better than your guy in this town? But now there's so little team accolades to hang your hat on. There's so little, hold on, Jeff.
Giving out ridiculous contracts.
Yes.
Now dictate how we're
going
to do
business. Yes, it should not. You're right. It should not dictate how the Steelers do their business. But the Watt Garrett stuff, which also bleeds over to social media, I have found pathetic from moment one from the Steelers' standpoint. The Browns are supposed to be.
Thank you for calling me pathetic, Malzi, because I get upset about this stuff.
No, no, no. The Browns are supposed to be the poverty franchise that cares more about what Myles Garrett does on the field and what accolades he gets, because they know they're not doing squat off the, or squat as a team. And now Steelers fans are suddenly more concerned with that, maybe because because it's a reasonable stand-in.
Wait a minute, who cares about Steelers fans here?
Does.
We're talking about whether or not this should concern Watt, and it absolutely should. Because if you think you're close or better than the guy, and it's your turn to get paid, you should get more money than him. How do you think Dak Prescott got the most money of any player in the league? Not because he was the best quarterback. He was close, and it was his turn
then
to get paid.
Then he should wait till Micah Parsons signs his deal, too, and make sure he goes above all of them.
Okay, maybe that's not a bad strategy. But to me, if you're, Chris, you're making the argument that you're all about like these players maximizing the money they make. Watt's stats are better. They're the same age, and it's his turn to get paid. So how can you, with a straight face, argue that he should take less money than Garrett?
I'm not arguing that he should take less money. I'm arguing
that,
that I wouldn't give him the money.
That's not pointless for TJ Watt.
You're missing the point of what I said was pointless. The whole Garrett-Watt rivalry in terms of how it plays out, like with what it's turned Steelers fandom into, is that you all have to have incredible sides
but
on whose edge rusher
Jeff's
is better.
Jeff's call was not about fans and their takes on it. It was Watt saying, the Browns gave this guy a ridiculous contract. You shouldn't even like compare yourself to that number. That was the point of Jeff's call, and I disagree with him on that. He's saying Watt doesn't deserve more money than Garrett because the Browns made a mistake.
No, I understand.
That's ridiculous to me.
I am aware that from Watt's perspective, it doesn't matter if they made a mistake or not. He thinks he should get more money than the guy. That's the Steelers' problem now, and it is. I'm just saying, he's right to think that as a player. I just wouldn't give him the money, but he's totally fine to hold out. I'm not going to besmirch the guy or disparage the player for holding out, even if I think it's a bad idea in the long run for how it's going to go for him.
Where do you come down on a TJ Watt holdout if it happens next week? Would it tick you off that a guy under contract doesn't show up to work?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.